Zechanishmas Daniel Shane Basu Yeshua Falak.
Okay, we will say, welcome. Today is the first Sunday here. I know today is a little bit so Labor Day weekend. Okay, but whatever it is. So we have shir today till 12:30, and then Hashem tomorrow from 11:15 till 12. I figure that's the best mahalach to go with on Labor Day. Okay. So the shiur that those that are new here, the Sundays we have a separate limud, because the reason for it is that, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to come on Sundays, which, so therefore if I were to start a new sugya on Sunday, then if people first walk in on Monday in the middle of the sugya, so Midas HaDin would say, so be it. But Midas HaRachamim says not that way. So that's the approach we have here. So every year we pick different topics, at least for the whole semester, to go through a certain inyan. So I wanted to discuss Sarara and Chazaka B'mitzvahs, which is a fascinating topic, which is often talked about. Like one of my friends called me up, you know, the question of the Baal Tefillah and the shul, has been there a long time, and now they decide maybe they should move on with a different, now is that right? Is that halakhically proper, not proper? So it's important to see, you know, these are discussions like just like any other halakhic discussion. So we'll learn the Indian, you know, and see what it's all based on. Okay, so the Rivosh is one of the Gedolei Rishonim, Rav Yitzchak Bar Sheshes. This is the printing of the Machon Yerushalayim, and very fortunately Machon Yerushalayim has reprinted many Rishonim, Poskim, that was till now in a very hard print. And now it's, you know, much, much easier, some with extensive footnotes, some with less extensive footnotes. And so he starts off with a whole story of a situation where somebody was the rub of the community, and now they wanted to appoint someone else, and, you know, and the question is it proper? I mean, the previous Rav passed away. They appointed a new Rav. He was functioning. And now all of a sudden, someone else comes in the picture. And what's the story with that? So you can read it's a whole story. You know, with this rabbi, that rabbi, so many rabbis. You can't... He says, you can read the whole story. This Rav passed away, and his son, and this, and that, and all. But let's get to the halacha here. So let's start with page 5. So the Rivosh basically is opposing this new thing, that this new person is coming in, and... you know, being some rabbinic authority in the community. He says, "V'atah novo b'zeh mitzad achav v'omer avim haya biyad maram halevi limno sar v'shofet." In other words, even if this person could appoint somebody, Rav Adayin al-Kila Sarfas, to appoint a Rav Wadudu L'horos on page 4. I said page 5. I'll call Akilas Bendam Ladam Medin Ladin. That's this week's parsha. Well, Pivya called Riva Holnoga Ubocharata Bimoreda Rav Yeshaya. So this Rabbeinu Rav Yeshaya is the newcomer on the block. But we know so Aleim Ulhasim, and they wanted to take down Moreno Rav Yaakov. So the question of Rav Yochanan. So is it proper to do such a thing? So Yeshonah says, Afilu lohichzigba morein Rav Yaakov ella sha'ato hayatchilas haminoi haroi lumnos lios noeg v'srorahi Tisha Aviv, Barena Rav Matisyahu, Nohag Bakvar Baratan Akilas, Vuhurmina Demalka. In other words, you see, you have to realize that in the Zman, in the concept of the Kehila, you know, in Europe they had Kehilas. In America we don't have so many Kehilas. You know, a Kehila, like Rav Gutman said to me, is like a community, mainly in the Hasidic world you have such a thing today. You have a Kehila. It means that they have, like Rav Gutman said, they have their own kashrus, their own mikvah. Like in Washington, like Breuers, that's a Kehila. But any given shul that that you have in the world, with all due respect to all the nice shuls, they're not a Kehilas. They're a Kehila in the sense of, you know, in the colloquial sense. But not in the, you know, okay, some are big, some are small, but they don't have their own shechita, and they don't have their own, you know, like, the only, like my wife always says, in the modern Orthodox world, so the only place that was, as she pointed out, is in Elizabeth, like Rabbi Teitz. He made a kehila. He made a shechita, a mikvah, a yeshiva, shuls, all under his auspices. And Rabbi Blau is Rav Teitz's son-in-law. So that was a real kehila. And then in Breuers, and then you have in Satmar, and in Square, and you know they have real kehilas. And the Rav is usually appointed, well, you know, a lifetime, like in Breuers, right? It's a lifetime. But it's interesting in Breuers that you'll have to explain, and in the lifetime things, in a kehila, really, the halacha is that if the Rav is no longer or can no longer function, his son is supposed to take over. Now, in Breuers, I haven't seen that that idea. What? Rav Mantel is the present Rav of Breuers. It was first Rav Breuer was the Rav, then Rav Schwab was the Rav, then Rav Geli was the Rav, and now Rav Mantel is the Rav. So, but I never saw the son yet take over for the father. That you know, I don't know if that's part of the bylaws. I know we have a kosher member of the Kehila sitting right here, maybe you can explain to us. You know, Chazan Hess was the Chazan for 20 years in the Breuers, official Chazan. And the same thing by Chazanus as well. Is the appointment for a Chazan also in Breuers' lifetime contract?
No.
How does it work?
It's really open-ended.
Mutual agreement or disagreement.
Mutual consent.
Uh-huh. And the Rav is?
Life.
Lifetime. And it's written, is a shkar?
I've never seen it, but...
And how come they don't have the concept of the son, Mimimala and Makom?
I assume that the son wants to have the job.
Right, but I'm saying, but it's not me. Maybe the son's... Right, maybe...
The son's were interested.
Right, but I'm saying if they would have been, then...
I don't know how they would have. I don't know. I don't know.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Now, in your local Young Israel that you have today, Fakert, in the shuls today, some of them dafka have in the bylaws that dafka you can't have your son take over. You know, they don't want it to be a family geschäft. Or something like that.
There's always a very, very, people are very sensitive what's the word again?
Nepotism.
People are very sensitive to these things.
Right.
But nepotism, there's nothing wrong with nepotism.
Right. Right. But people don't want to be controlled by the... By the clergy. They want to control the clergy, not have the clergy control them.
But there's nothing
wrong
with nepotism if the son is well.
Yeah, right. Rabbi Teitz, his son, took over, right. Right, so So he says, first of all, the first Rav was Birusha. Fisha Aviv Morena Rav Yochanan was the son of Morena Rav Matisyahu. So who, and the it says in Sifrei, who banach imes who beno omei tachtov, right? So first of all, this fellow Rabbi Yeshaya is coming mibachutz, you know. So but they have a Yerusha from before. Number one, number two, Shadis on the left side. Shadis im lo haya Morena Rabbi Yochanan ba betaynis aviv yeroi Morena Rabbi Yeshaya lios. Even if Rabbi Yochanan would not have been the Yorish, right? And now this Rabbi Yeshaya is coming in. Right? In other words, he already was Hechzikba. In other words, he already was the Rav there. So even if he wouldn't have been the son of the previous Rav, he would still merit it because he has a chazaka. Now where's the source of this idea of chazaka? So he quotes Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi. Take a look in Horius Shabbos. Well, let's take a look on page 8 and page 9. Oh, we welcome Rav Teleki Shlita. For those that are new in the Shia, Rav Teleki is one of the Amudim here. And sometimes he gets very animated, but it's all out of love. I don't think he's acting but he keeps things labored. So we would like to welcome him back. Okay. So on page 8, we're talking about Srara, Inyane Srara, and Rabbanus, and positions of authority. Okay, so on page 8, it says in Parashas Truma, Vakemosa es hamishkan kimishpoto asher haresa bahar. That you should put up the mishkan. Kimishpato, as it's supposed to be. So what does this mean? So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi Masechta and Shabbos, page 9, says Amar Rav Imi, Vakimoses Hamishkan Kimishpato, Chayish Mishpat LaEitzim, where the Eitzim should follow the Halacha. What's the halacha of the Eitzim? Kim Mishpato. Moses and Mishkan. Mishkan is pieces of wood. The Mishkan should follow, the wood should follow the law. Chiyesh Mishpat le'Eitzim, le'Eizel keresh zocha li'nosin b'tzofon, yinosin b'tzofon. B'dorim yinosin b'dorim. Whenever you erected the Mishkan, so whatever pieces of the krushim of the wood that were in the north, so they always are in the north. Yeah. So therefore when you take down the Mishkan and you're going to travel and then put it up again, so the north, whatever was in the north, remains in the north. What's in the, when it's in the south, you know, remains in the south. And each one is a special chashivas, you know, being in the north, being in the south, you know, the karbonos, the chatas, is kodesh kadoshim, shchitosim batzofim. So that's, tzofim is considered a So that is a concept that the that this is muchzak to be, and here it's not even a question of person's feelings or something like that. It's that it was in the matmish in the tzofon, so it stays in the tzofon, in the darum. It stays in the Dharam. And then he gives you a story. Elin the Rav Hoshaya with the Barpazi, Havon Sha'elim Bishlaima the Dossi B'chol Yom. So he says these people of Rav Hoshaya and Bar Pazi would what? They would greet. So the Pnei Moshe says on the right side, Eli the Rav Hoshaya the Bar Pazi, Shtei Mishpachos Hoyu Urgilim Lahakil Pnei Hanossi Vilishol B'Shlomo. In other words, these families would go to the Nasi every day and greet him. It was a special honor to be able to do that. So the Bnei Hoshaya would come first, they would, because they were more chashuv than the Bar Pazi family. So the Rav Hoshaya people would come first, and then the Bar Pazi people would come second to greet the Nasi. But then, the people of the Bar Pazi married into the Nasi's family. Oh. The Ratzu Achshav Lahakdim Lefneim. So therefore, they said, now we should come first. We're Mishpacha now. We should greet the king before the Bar Pazi people. So he says, no, you think you're more chashuv now? It doesn't matter. They have the chazaka. They go first. Just like the din of the krashim, that you were always in the north, so you're in the north. You're always in the south, you're in the south. So they have the chazaka. So even though you now became mishpacha with the Nasi, doesn't matter. That's the Bar Pazi is chanav and itzur. Also, by me'el chad mai, he's told us to Rav Imi. They asked Rav Imi, what's the halacha? I'm below Rav Imi. Achimosa asa mishkon ke mishpato. So he quoted this pasuk. Achimosa asa mishkon ke mishpato. That you have to follow the mishpat of Mishkan, meaning so whatever was done in the past, so we don't say, you know, take turns, you know, everyone, you know, like my kids at the Shabbos table, it's always a thing, who's going to sit, it's usually they're fighting over who's going to sit next to my wife, that's usually the you know, and they have very strong opinions, the kids have, right, our paupers could tell you about the politics of the seating at the Shabbos table. By the way, you're all welcome. If you're ever here for Shabbos, you're all welcome to join our Shabbos table. It's always open to guests. So
he quoted that halacha.
So the Rivash quotes this Yerushalmi to say that he was the Rav first. So I don't care who this guy Rav Yishai is. Even though Rav Matisyahu was the heir, he was the son of the previous Rav, that's one reason to have it. But even without that, so he quotes here, look back on page 4. For the second arrow, Shamina Miha, Shamisha Maxik, Afil Me'atsimu Ve'ezasrara, the second arrow, to the left, Shamina Miha, Shamisha Mhichsik, Afil Me'atsimu Ve'ezasrara, there was a person who had the srara, even if he wasn't appointed, he had a chazakah that he was doing this. He was giving, Odin Kedima. There was, even if somebody is bigger than you, but you had the chazaka, then you have a right to continue. In other words, if you were the Rav, you have a right to continue. Even if the next guy is more, is better. You know,
in this world today, oh, he's more qualified, so we should, you know. But the Rav Ash says, no, if you have a chazaka, then you kvar zachaba. If somehow he got the position, but he's an Amoritz, so then that's something different. But as long as he's qualified, even though the other one is even more. In other words, Rav Yochanan deserved it, first of all, because he was a Yorish. But even without that, and some hold that the concept of Yorish doesn't apply only if the Rav was appointed with a lifetime contract. You know, like in a real kehillah, where the Rav is the Rav forever. So then you can speak about his son being Yorish. But in the shuls today, there's no such thing as... as Yorish so much in regular shuls today, because it's not. But that's so. Number one might not be relevant, but the question is number two: the idea of chazaka, that could be relevant because he's muchzak to be the rav, and therefore you can't throw him out. Yeah, okay. But one second. But that's what the Rav Ash is saying. That's what the Rav Ash is saying. Now, and so this... Okay, now... We have... What about a chazan? So let's look on page 11. In the Maral Bach, Rav Levi ben Chabib, he was the Rav of Yerushalayim. The Maral Bach, that's a very chosh of a sefer. Right? It says here 1483 to 1545 on page 10. Sometimes I like to show you the sharblot of the sefer. It's a very important, to see it inside. Rav Levi ben Chabib. So he says like this, page 11. Od ba dover revi b'ksav ha-chochem sh'shoach ilai afu pishol ba b'ksav ha-nemonim v'hu sh'rov ha-kal ha-feitzim sh'yeh kovot v'ab Yitzchak galifafa shas kavua tamid. The shul wants that Rav Yitzchak galifafa should be the shliach tzibur. Shekola orev. He has a nice voice. I also know that he has a nice voice. V'kori ha-parsha karoi, the place, I guess the Shliach Tzibur was also the Balkore, and, he was good lanes. Avalim kol zeh, kevet shalo nimsa b'shas ha-kodom, shum dover shal dofi upiso mechadash ein roi lahaviro. But he said, since the previous one, it's not like he did anything. He has some criminal record or something like that, some impropriety that he did. So he says, so I know that the assumption is kola orev means more orev than the previous one. Ein roi laviro, vanir li lavoda shemayim. So he says, So look what he says. She sharsu shneim tamid b'teva. So, but he's willing to give in. The wiggle room he's willing to say is b'shavu echad yomer ha'echad kol hazmiris ad yotzer va'echad yomer yotzer v'kriyash v'grosel v'shmon esrei yudches. In other words, you could split things up. In other words, you can have a system where you can bring in the new fellow. You can bring in the new fellow because since the people want it, but you can't remove the first fellow because he's muksak. You know, that's what the Kalbach says.
Even though you're reducing his hours.
Even though you're reducing a little bit, yeah. And let's see how this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. This is quoted in the Magen Avraham. We'll take a look here, first of all. Page 15, yeah. So the Mechaber writes Siman Nun Gimel, page 15. Ein Mesalkin Chazan Mi'um Noso. You cannot Mesalik a Chazan from his job. Elim Kein Nimtza Bo Piso. Unless, you know, you found something problematic. Hagav Ein Mesalkin Aso Bishum Rinun Ba'alma. As if it's just some murmuring, or some
rumors.
Don't you yatzal of shame shenitpas imanochers? I mean, this is something that he was together with a non-Jewish woman, shemoser adam, or he violated mesira, right? He gave somebody over to the authorities. But if there's real witnesses, so then what? Mavirin also. So that's, so then you could, you know, dismiss it. Page 15. Shlich tzibur shu shoche ubodek lo yispal god hatzoi masvichim vini rotsa lachu vodom shas tfila u yispal mavin rosa. The shlich tzibur is the shoche, then he has dirty clothing, so he has to change the clothing, and if you want to wear them during davening, that's the reason also. The main rotsa lachu vodom shas tfila u yispal mavin rosa. Shlich tzibur had a mavel pivo shemranin b'shirei Hagoyim of the Avodah Zarah, the Machim Yodim Shalom Asas came. Or he's, in other words, if he's singing tunes of Avodah Zarah, that's also. Ushlich Tzibu Shechizkin Verotza Limnos Bino Vesayo Leprokim. What if the Shlich Tzibu is older and he wants his son to help out? Aval Pisha Ein Kolo Kol Bino Horev Kikolo, even though his son doesn't have that beautiful voice as the father. Even Mali Makolo Shadvar Bino Kol de Mukholoda. Made it Sibu Yichol Lukos Piyota. But he should get the first choice if he's basically okay, he should get the first choice. Now the question is, it could be the whole concept of Bino is only if the shteller of the Chazonis is a lifetime shteller. So then the son gets, but Mizman HaZeh, that it's not a lifetime, that's how some want to say, but Mizman HaZeh, that it's not a lifetime contract, not a lifetime thing, then Lav Dafka, that the son is, gets it over anyone else. But now look at the Magen Avraham Lamed Beis. Ain't kol bino or even vachal lo kol mashuna. Right, so the son can get it, even though he doesn't have as nice voice as the father. as long as, you know, his call was not, irritating. That's why I told you, my friend called me up. He said, we have a Baal Tefillah in the shul for many years, and now we're thinking of changing things. So I said, is there any, is his voice like, terrible that you're going to, I said, no. He said, he didn't do anything wrong. He's an upstanding individual. So he said, then it's not right to be misalikim. So we saw in the Maral Bach that if people want this new person, so you can't throw away the first one, but you can at least share things. Like, it could be like the Yom Narayim, maybe that's the Mokor, and then we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so that if you have any fights, you have this, you have a Shachris, you have a Musa, it's a whole big thing in different places where who's going to, so look at the Magen Avraham. Shein kolo b'no orav, v'lat shol yein kolo mishuna. Einu nochem la'avir shatz b'shvil acher shekolo orav. Right, we saw that in the Maral Bach. You can't take away a chazen for a second chazen, a new guy who has a nicer voice. V'im harov chafetzim ba'acher, but if most people want this new fellow, yishamshu shneim ke'echot. That's the Maral Bach that we just saw. Those that were not here yet, we can take a look it was on page 11, the paragraph of page 10 and 11. Is Rav Levi ben Chabib, right? He was a big Rav in Yerushalayim. And the same thing about the Rav. Let's take a look about the Rav. On page 7, so Misha Muksak Shuksak Larav Beir Afilu Hexik Baatsmu Baezisrara Eva Horidu Migdulosov Misha Bolosham Achegodol Bimenu. Right? In other words, he's the Rav, and this is the Rivosh. In other words, everything we saw in the postkim, in the Rishonim, or on page 7, is now in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, we start off with seeing the Rivosh, that if somebody was the Rav of the community and now someone, they want to bring someone else in. So it happens to be that Rav was a Yorish, so then we can bring, so he says that you can't take away from the first guy, even though the second guy is a bigger Talmud Chacham. As long as the first guy is not an Amoritz, right, that's what the Rivosh said. So the Rama quotes this: Misha Hukzak L'Rav Beir, Afil Hechzik V'Atzma V'Ezes Sarara Eva Ridu Migdulosu Av Misha Bo L'Sham Acher Godol Mimenu. Then he says this other halacha, but as we'll see in the future, that this other halacha many hold is only if it's a lifetime Rabbanus that his son takes over for him. Safilu Bino Ben Bino the Olam Kod Mim Lacherim Kod Man Shem Malim Malchum Avesei Beira Feim Chachamim Tzas. They have to be a Chacham at least, even though there's another person that's more qualified. But as man as unless it's a real Kehila, a Kehila that has a Rav like the Olam, right? Like in Broyers, it's a lifetime contract. Well, we discussed that before you came. Yeah, so far it hasn't happened.
Was it offered?
No.
So what, in Frankfurt?
Yeah. What, who should be the Rav?
After
Shlomo Breuer. That was Rav Breuer's grandfather? Reverend Father?
Yeah, his brother was supposed to take over and they didn't want him.
Right. Look, when the Friedrich Rebbe passed away.
He didn't have a son.
No, but it was a big question. Who was going to be the...
Yeah, that's
the both son was my father.
That's not the same.
Right. That's not Rabbi. Right. Right. So that's, you know, but you have your regular young Israel or your regular just... So there's no... Well, right, but the question is, would they win in the Din Torah for that? Okay, so now my question is like this. This is my... maybe you'll help me with this. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba, Rav Osai. What page?
14.
In other words, and you have the Igros Moshe. I want to know how the Tshuvas HaRashba works in with the Igros Moshe. Now, the Igros Moshe I put in a future packet, so if you want, I'll read it to you, so you'll see what he has. Because Rav Moshe has a very strong shita about, and I want to see how you would think to how these two things shtim or don't shtim. But well, look what the Rashba writes. Safna b'dina chazan shein b'salkin asom b'nu asom k'ein nimtzom bo piso. Right, so the chazan, you can't remove him from his position unless he did something inappropriate. So it says, Yafeta Saf de Ferdi Daknot, Shaninu Marvin, Mbase Yoshin Redake Sholom. In other words, when you make an Erev Chatzeros, so you have the box of matzahs, so you're always supposed to keep it in the same place. Because if you don't, then people, it will be a fight. Oh, I want it by me, you know how these things are. Vukindo Lab Gemar Mishum Chashoda. Because you know why people say, oh, we moved the Erev, there must be something wrong with this family, and that's why we're moving the Erev. He says that now the meaning is, we appoint people what?
Temporary.
Was ever in charge of the distribution of food, of tztaka, of taxes. Look at the Rambam. On page 7. Look at the Rambam. 2 lines on the bottom. On page 7. Over Mokam Sheish Minag Lakabel Rav Al Zman Kotsov. Over Sheminag Livchor. There's a minute to become the Rav. So to me, that sounds like a contract. We give him a 5-year contract, a 3-year contract. Zman Kotsov. So then they don't have a chiyuv to renew it. What? That's where he's getting it from, the Rav. What is the Rashba saying? Let's see. He says there are places that have a Zman Kotsov, so that it's a Zman Kotsov. But if they don't, whatever the Minhag HaMokom is.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying like this. In other words, but Kuli Alma, if they wrote a contract, then it should be just for the contract.
Right.
right?
Like
right. So now the Igros Moshe, this has been bothering me. In the Chosha Mishpat, Aleph and Beis. So, you find, you see it? You know where the Igros Moshe? It's in the, I can tell you from the packet, but... So Rav Moshe writes that even if you have a 1-year contract, it doesn't mean anything. And then you're muksak. And then they can only remove you if you did something improper. That's what Rav Moshe writes. I want you to see that. You want to get here? Do me a favor. Forget the English word. Get me, go into the office, you know, give me, I don't know, Bayes and Gimel, and then we'll find out. I think it should be either Bayes or Gimel. So I was bothered, how does Rav Moshe and the Ramah, you know, this Ramah and what Rav Moshe writes, the Ramah says if there's a Zman Katsuv, then it's a Zman Katsuv. And if you don't have any Zman, then you follow whatever the Minhag HaMakom is. If there's no contract. But today, the shuls, they all have, regular shuls have contracts. I assume even in shuls of Kehilas, perhaps some type of Shtar Rabbanis. Well, I didn't hear you. Right. So I'm asking, how does Rav Moshe fit with the Ramah? The Ramah seems to say that if it's Zman Katsuv, what do you see over there?
I've always been able to lower it. It's not directly, only forward, at least directly
on
the Ramah.
Then what?
The Yushalmi.
Yushalmi, is it?
Right. The alive part of the Scott, the Ramah with the Mount of Hope. But with
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel.
Right, and then you have the Gemara Korach.
Yeah, what's that?
You also have the Rabbi with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda.
There's quite a few options. One second. Yeah, let me read it to you. One second. Here. Okay, well, when we get to packet 3, he says, listen carefully. You can look at Igros Moshe Chelek Beis and Lamedal. Then you can pass it around. And when we get to it in a couple of weeks, you'll see. Hine, bor o poshet, sheminis, sheniskabe l'rav, be'ezeh beth medrash, chen, lame de beth medrash, eizeh siurim, be'me mikra, be'me mishnayit, be'me gemara, be'me halacha, he efshal salko olam kshileka alav taina berura sheaskimu bezdin shalabonim umka. Because he has a taina that this guy's, there's some impropriety. Maybe din srar, maybe din poel. Vavshenoslu ksav minoi. They gave him a ksav minoi. The kosov sham shurak al meshach ezes man. Enoklo. You can't remember the song.
So the second guy doesn't have a time.
There's no second guy here. Right now there's one guy. They want to get rid of him. And I don't know. They don't, some people in place, they don't like his rushes, they don't like his... there's no shortage of reasons that people have wanted to get rid of, So... So Rav Moshe says that you set up a Beis Din and they find that he, and this happens that some unfortunately there was some improper conduct or something like that, Well, if you were in the shul, then I don't know if any, you know, I don't know if any rabbi would last. You know what I mean?
That one person had a nicer voice. So,
what's that?
But Rav Moshe seemingly is not talking about that. You're arguing with the pshat in the Mishnah. You know that's why they're. Well, that's not usually the reason why people want to fight the rabbi. It's because they don't argue with. They think he has the wrong pshat in the Mishnah. So he says that Avshe Kavanoso lo Psa, even though they wrote a Psa Binoy, the Kosev Sham Shurak al Meshach Eizes Man ain't a klum. But the Shulchan Aruch says not that way. Shulchan Aruch says if the minute is his man chatzuf. Yeah, right.
But what about like a rebbe that's in a yeshiva or whatever?
Yeah.
Let's say the Baal of Or comes in and hypothetically, for example, like if the young guy, he's much younger, and then you know, and then people are upset, like the Rabban, right? The whole Peter, it's like how could you be going against, you know? But I'm, right, so like if you're like a young person and you're taking over someone's like, let's say, like position, like what do you say about like that sort of situation? So that also,
yeah,
like the same with the father.
And then he writes another tshuva. I mean, these tshuvas are very interesting. Then he writes, if you hire somebody do a job, right? Came who be yeshiva. Suppose when you hire somebody, then it's forever. Even after Rosen Levatan's and Tzad Amidish of Kachem, even though you get the contract every year, even though after Rosen Levatan's and Tzad Amidish of Kachem Aminoi, the whole Shana. So since there's a new contract every year, right? So does that mean that we're only hiring you for the year? You can't do it. So he says it doesn't matter. That the only way they can get rid of you is,
In
other
words,
it's
something to do with the
power
teaching.
It could be also.
The school has a locksmith.
Right.
He's in charge of 300 locks in the yeshiva.
Yeah, exactly. If the guy's mamish, cheating you and he's some real proprietor, okay, it's him. But you can always, in life, there's always, you can always be able to find, oh, he's better. People have this attitude. That's the American thing. I can always get someone better.
This is a halach in our time in Yerushalayim. Theoretically speaking, a matter of hashavah, if he got paid at all in the month of
right.
It could be that he's talking, he's just learning from the book and nothing to do with our halach.
Well, there is a point, obviously.
Theoretically speaking, you're not supposed to take.
In fact, it's interesting that this tshuva, this tshuva of Sila Poel Melamed was written for Rabbi Kites of Elizabeth.
Which one?
Sila Poel Melamed in Mishrosa below Taina. Well, if there's a Taina, a valid Taina, I'm not just saying only a proprietor, but it could be the guy can't teach, or the guy, maybe that is. It could also be considered like something like that. But a lot of times, the idea of we want the younger person. So, it's not so simple. According to Rav Moshe, I'm not saying that that's the only shita. But we do see a halakha of what? So if it's something that Yeah, the Taina, okay, maybe that could be a good Taina also, that you know, he's not teaching, he's not able to teach. Not everyone who teaches knows how to teach.
I don't know what we have to Tanakh. I'm very clear that we don't necessarily always go to the here, even if it's more than scouts. According to this logic, not all the Shoftim had children who were passed up.
Yeah, okay, so as you said, what we see, you know, yeah.
We need to learn the Kol HaChomer from the Chazan. It says, "En misakin Chazan, ela im ken nimtza psul." Kol Shiken Rav.
Yeah.
Rav Moshe, Kol Shiken.
Right, no, so Rav Moshe is just saying, you can't just masalik him, you have to have a bezdin and verify if it was a valid taina that you have against him. But you don't have, in other words, what he's saying is you don't have autonomy to say, you know, I've hired him, so we can fire him. You know, like, that's the attitude of today. We hired him, we fire him. You know, we have the board of directors, we hire, we fire. So Rav Moshe is saying, no. That doesn't mean that Rav Moshe held that you can have people who can't teach and Rabbanim who are not honest to be the Rav of the, you know, but it just means that there's no, and then usually there'll be a question whether the Taina is a valid Taina, so then you find, you know, a Bezdin, or I would say, you know, somebody who's an honest Rav, who, you know, is not no Gei Badover, it's not a simple matter, but to hear that the Taina is out. But just to say that we have autonomy, this, you know, to fire the Menahel, to fire this one, to fire that one,
Stim.
You know.
With what? With Rav Moshe, because Rav Moshe says if it's for the Rashba, that if it's a Zman Kotzuv, you stop it. But Rav Moshe says even if you have a contract for a year, you still can't stop the appointment unless there's a real strong reason. So Rabbi Kyle wants a forever. So please say your.
So what I was going to suggest is that maybe the Gemara is talking about a case where it's a 1-year contract, but there's an expectation that you're going
to. Listen. He's trying to forever the revolution with the Rama. Rabbi Kyle, please.
So I was going to suggest that maybe the Gemara is talking about a case when there's a 1-year contract, but there's a reasonable expectation that it's going to be renewed. Most teachers, that's the way it works. You have a 1-year contract, but you have a reasonable expectation they're going to renew your contract. And if one you think would not renew your contract, it would be a big deal. And I was a school administrator. Like, to not renew a contract, that's a big deal. That means somebody made a mistake.
Who was the school administrator?
My wife. My wife was a school administrator. So that,
she's a school.
Yeah, so the teachers there, they have an expectation. They all have a 1-year contract, but the expectation they get a new 1-year contract at the end. So maybe that's what things we're talking about. We could say maybe the Ramos talking about a case where no, this job, whatever it is, they like to have this guy does it for 3 years, and then this guy does it for 3 years, and this guy does it for 3 years, and that's the way they do it. And it's known that you come into the position, you're coming for 3 years, and they're not going to give you a new contract at the end of the term. And that's, so it could be they're talking about just the different materials, what the expectation is in the role.
But in today, the expectation is
It might even depend on the place. It might even depend on the place. But certainly the Yigas Moshe is relating to a place where, like most, you know, modern yeshivas, where you have an expectation, you have a position there. Mm-hmm. It's a 1-year contract, but you expect the contract's going to be renewed when you're finished.
So then the boss will say that once you're hired, and they can't get rid of you unless you.
They don't have to give you they might not have to give you a raise every year, but at least renew your contract. That's what seems what the Yigas Moshe is talking about.
Right. I like what you say.
Does that fit an example?
And the thing with the Rav also.
They don't talk that way.
In which Rav?
The tshuva that Rav Moshe says that
right,
the
so most
persons are Rav of the shul.
We can ask Rav Schwarzberg what the standard is for a Rabbanim. My understanding is that when a shul hires a Rav, it's unusual for a shul not to offer the Rav a contract when his first contract expires. Sometimes the Rav decides to go somewhere else. But
is it a 1-year contract?
Usually, it's unlikely a shul will give a 1-year contract. Usually, the minimum shul is a 2-year contract.
The fact that the contract is only for 2 years doesn't mean that's
But it doesn't mean that they're, it's 1 year and then you're out of here. It means it's 1 year on these terms, and then we're going to evaluate the new terms, and or not, or it's going to continue with the same terms.
But he's saying that once you're hired, then...
Yeah. Right.
So it's hard to say that 1 year contract means forever. Maybe it means, you know... Okay.
So it would depend on the community and what the situation was. If it's a shul, if somebody comes into a shul, the previous rav was there for 50 years, and then he was nifter, he was successful and everything and like that, and then they had to hire a new rav. So hire a new rav. The new rav has expectations. Oh yeah, in this shul the rav is there for 50 years, and he clears the 1 year contract, but with every expectation that in this community this is what they expect, that I'll be here forever, and this is the contract that now, and now they have a different contract later, and that's fine. I mean, the main thing contracts are used for nowadays is the monetary, is like the compensation. The compensation changes year to year.
You were saying originally you gave an example of a shul in a community that might not have the funds to renew rabbi as they get more experience and they go.